Having finally succeeded in persuading the allies not to leave, he secretly sent a messenger to Xerxes, saying, "Make haste and attack, or the Athenians' allies will escape you." Xerxes, who must have heard from his spies that the allies were set on leaving, fell for it. The next morning he attacked with his many small and nimble warships, and he lost. The Greek ships were larger and less easy to maneuver, but once again they were fighting desperately for their freedom. Not only that, but their victory 10 years earlier at Marathon had inspired them with confidence. From a vantage point, Xerxes was forced to look on while his smaller, lighter galleys were rammed and sunk by the Greeks' heavy ships. Aghast, he ordered the retreat. And so, for the second time, the Athenians were victorious, and against an even greater army than before. This was in 480 BC. Shortly afterwards, in 479 BC, the Persian land army was also defeated by the combined forces of the Greeks and their allies, near Plataea.